Hello, Carbo Nation. This is Seltzer Deathmatch, the quest to find the best seltzer in America. We're your judges. I'm seltzer skeptic, Travis Larchuk.
And I'm seltzer supporter, Rachel Ward. And today's special guest judge is Tim Manley. He is a writer and storyteller in New York City. Welcome, Tim.
It's true. I'm so happy to be here.
Tim.
Hi.
You write and star in a web series called The Feels.
It's true.
It's about a bi guy with too many feelings.
That's true, which is also what I am.
Which feeling goes best with seltzer?
Enthusiasm.
Sure.
Can you be sad and drink seltzer?
Yes.
Yeah. So a previous answer to that question, Travis flagged, has been loneliness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can we throw out some drinks and then you just say the first emotion?
Let's see how this goes, because I think actually I don't know myself yet, so we're about to learn.
All right.
Yeah.
Flat water.
Peaceful.
Milk.
Childlike.
Coffee.
Ready to go.
Iced coffee.
Entitled.
Thank you. I was trying to think of it. I was trying to not be offensive.
Orange juice.
Not caring about my teeth, whatever that feeling is.
Tomato juice.
I've never had that feeling. I don't know.
Whiskey.
Brave.
Pina colada.
Sassy.
We ask every guest this. What is your relationship with seltzer?
This is not even a lie. I started drinking seltzer because of Seltzer Deathmatch Season 1. I've never really drank it. I was always a soda drinker in my youth. And then I went opposed to soda because it's not good for you. But seltzer always seemed like too intellectual for me. But
I listened to Seltzer Deathmatch and I was like, I guess it isn't.
I felt very invited into the community. And I've started experimenting on my own, but it's mostly, I'm going to be honest, it's mostly like Poland Spring, you know, raspberry. Yeah. So that's my level. That's where I'm at.
Well, I think that's a good setup for the seltzers that we have for you today, because they are sort of it sounds like you're kind of in that like segue space between soda and just like a plain old empty seltzer with no flavor.
True. Yeah.
You're still more on the soda end of the spectrum.
It's true.
So we're going to try and move you over a little bit by hitting you with some kind of like sophisticated flavors.
I'm so ready. I feel ready.
Okay. So what we have today is 4.0 seltzers. There are two of them. We have 4.0 green apple and 4.0 mango cilantro.
And before we get into it, do you have any thoughts on cilantro?
I'm not a cilantro hater. Some people think it tastes like soap, right?
Yeah, I think there's like a genetic thing.
All right, so why don't we get started with the 4.0 green apple flavored seltzer.
Ooh. Whoa!
Big, big fluff coming out of the top there. It's a very poofy seltzer.
Just a wave of Starburst smell.
Ooh.
No, true. Now and later.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So it's like, it's the green apple flavor that you think it's going to be, which is like the Jolly Rancher Jones soda, that kind of like very artificial flavor green apple. Like, I don't think a real apple tastes like this.
Definitely doesn't taste like a real apple, but there's also something sort of caramelly, like a little bit like caramel apple about it to me.
Yeah, this is a transition from soda to seltzer. This is like seltzer you'd give to a child, and they'd be happy with it. Can I ask you? I already have burps. Is that the norm?
It's normal.
I don't know whether to. I don't. Yeah, that's all.
Let's take one more sip and do our sense memories.
I used to be at this drugstore in the Village Center, which is a thing that you have in the town I grew up in, where like basically where the stores are. And so we would like ride our bikes or walk down there and buy candy. And that this just tastes like whatever horrible candy we bought there.
It reminds me of Jones Soda, which reminds me of a ill-fated Jones Soda spinoff called Jones Juice. And maybe you remember Jones Soda, their shtick was that each label had a different photo on it. And so they carried that over with Jones Juice, but they broadened it out to be more than just photos. And I submitted a drawing that I made in Microsoft Paint, and they picked it and put it on a Jones Juice label.
What was the picture?
It was an abstract image. So there was like a chessboard floating in space, and then like a faucet with water pouring down onto the chessboard and like pouring off. And then there was some like fish at the bottom.
Oh my God.
So you made a shit post.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
I've got a living room in a house we lived in when I was a kid where, when the air conditioning was on, you know, you had to put up, we tacked up bed sheets to not let the cold air get into the other rooms. So it would be like 101 Dalmatian bed sheets, like hang between the living room and the kitchen to keep the cold air in, which was also my prime Jolly Rancher eating time, prime candy period of my life. I ate a lot of candy. My mom would ask us, me and my two brothers, everyone got to pick one snack each week. Like, you know, you go grocery shopping, you get to pick a snack. And one week I finally cracked the code. And to get the most sugar, I just asked for a jar of vanilla icing as my snack. And my mother got it for me. And so my snack for that week was just a jar of vanilla icing. So that's the type of sugary life I've come from.
Can I make a recommendation going off of that for anybody who is like, I'm going to say 10 years younger than me and has a better metabolism? Buy a box of Teddy Grahams and a can of Funfetti icing, and you will just have a great time.
It's like Dunkaroos. You made your own Dunkaroos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to bring that to a Super Bowl party. It's like, I brought chips and dip.
I guarantee that you will be the winner of the Super Bowl party.
I would eat it.
I might win the whole Super Bowl.
All right. We have just tried the 4.0 green apple flavor, but now it's time to get real weird with the 4.0 mango cilantro flavor.
Oh. I missed it. Okay, here we go. There it is.
Oh, again, whoa. With the nose, like they really put a lot of nose flavor in.
This could turn someone who likes cilantro off cilantro.
Yep.
This smells like soap. I'm convinced.
Yeah. Can we jump forward to sense memory?
Yeah.
I would say that this smells like a laundry mat, but definitely notes of basement and soap and... mystery smell.
This reminds me of, I once got assigned back when I was working in news to get some tape from an experimental stem cell surgery that was happening at a university hospital in West Virginia. And they made me wear scrubs because I was going to be in the operating room getting this tape. And the scrubs came out of like a scrubs vending machine that they had to like type numbers into, and then they like pooped out some scrubs. So this just kind of reminds me what I think I remember the scrubs smelling like.
All right.
So there you go.
I've got the clean bathroom smell, but also I think the mango cilantro flavor, which just sort of confuses me. So there's a mixture of like clean bathroom and an uncertain feeling. So I'm being brought back to when I was 18 and I visited a friend of mine at SUNY Binghamton, which was and in his dorm was where like all the guys shared a bathroom, which was new to me and terrifying. And at some point I had to use the bathroom because I'm a tiny tank. I'm a frequent peer. And I went in and a guy like my arch nemesis from high school was in there in a towel shaving. And it was like... everything I feared a communal men's bathroom situation would be.
So what happened? Did you pee?
We avoided each other. I did pee because I can always pee. And then I left. Yeah, never seen him since then.
Oh, wow.
Storytelling, people.
Wonder what happened to that guy. If you're that guy, reach out to us at SeltzerDeath on Twitter.
Oh, well, I think it's time to vote, don't you?
Yeah, only one seltzer can survive. Oh, did you have one?
I just forgot we have to vote on this now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm stressed because I don't really like either of them. But I already know my answer, but you lead the way.
But one of them has to be defeated.
As a reminder, the contenders are, these are both from the brand 4.0, which has very pretentiously declared itself to be a perfect seltzer. The flavors are green apple and mango cilantro. All right, Tim, what's your vote?
I find myself leaning toward mango cilantro, but only because I think it's the correct answer. And so I'm...
The number one rule in seltzer deathmatch is vote using your heart. Using your heart? Or are you just voting for the one that you think you should vote
for? I don't know how this is going to go over, but I'm going to vote green apple.
Excellent.
I'll vote next. I'm going to vote for the mango cilantro one because it makes me feel like an adult.
I've been through a long journey in my life with cilantro. I really hate it. I really hate celery, and I used to really hate cilantro. And I was convinced that both of them were just genetic because my dad also hates celery, but he likes cilantro. And as I grew older, I was better able to deal with cilantro until I got to the point that I actually liked it and I would buy it. And one time I bought it at the farmer's market, and it was like wild and like overgrown. And I got it home and I tasted it, and it was the taste of cilantro that I remembered hating. And I think what was happening was when I was a kid and I was eating cilantro, it was stuff we'd grown in the backyard. So it had like a really strong flavor. And then the stuff that I was buying at the grocery store was like much more like anodyne. So I think the 4.0 mango cilantro seltzer takes me back again to that seltzer that cilantro flavor that I don't like. And so because like it's sort of adding another plot point to a journey that I thought was complete, I think I'm gonna say the green apple is just more, you know, more palatable and more aligned with my expectations.
There you go. Green apple 4.0 seltzer defeats mango cilantro. Tim, I'm glad that you voted with your heart.
Me too.
You've been a great guest judge. Do you have anything that you would like to plug at the end of the show here?
I'm writing a lot of new things, and hopefully sometime later this year we'll come out with the third season of our web series, The Feels.
And to learn more about that, people should just, follow you on Twitter?
You can follow me on Twitter at @TimTimManly. At Tim Manley was taken. Or on Instagram at Tim Manley, Tim Manley, because at Tim Manley was also taken.
Pretty late adopter, huh?
As you can see the show at youtube.com/TheFeelsShow.
Great. This has been Seltzer Deathmatch. You can follow us on Twitter at Seltzer Death. And be sure to subscribe and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps other people find the show. I am Rachel Ward.
And I'm Travis Larchuk. See you later.